The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2 of The Drive underway. I need a little pick-me-up. Hold on. Sugar-free Red Bull, 8.4 ounces of pure energy. Here we go. Hold on. Boom! I just sprouted 4 new hairs on my chest. Rick Butler, top 4 and 4.
Top 4 and 4. Number 1, Reginald John Cobb, better known as Reggie Cobb, passed away over the weekend at the age of 50. Cobb rushed for 2,360 yards during his career at Tennessee, where he played with players such as Alvin Harper, Anthony Miller, Antone Davis, Charles McRae, and Tracy Hayworth. He was then drafted in the second round by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 1990 before going on to Green Bay, Jacksonville, and New York, the Jets, that is, before he hung up his cleats after a 7-year career in the NFL.
Really sad thing, man. Only 50 years old, and it's not like he was one of these guys that was well out of shape or anything like that. I mean, it's not like he had lost control of his life or anything. I mean, he's a scout for the 49ers. He had been in football his entire, life, basically. And it's just really sad, man. So, again, local guy from Central High School here in Knoxville. And just thoughts and prayers to the family.
Number 2. As the NBA playoffs are starting to get underway and starting to heat up, the series between the Nets and the 76ers have really gone off the rail. There was a fight in their previous game on Saturday. So due to that fight, the Nets' Jared Dudley has been fined $25,000, and the 76ers' Jimmy Butler has been fined $15,000. And then the NBA came down and said that the Nets' general manager, Sean Marks, has also been fined $25,000 and suspended for one game after he entered the referee's locker room following the game on Saturday. So you have two players who were fined and a general manager who was fined and suspended all because of one game.
Man, that's crazy.
That series is off the rails.
Yeah, and that series, I mean, it began stupid. I mean, Philadelphia's going to win the series, but like they lost the first game, and Embiid sitting on the bench looking at his phone with another player,
the fans are just openly booing Ben Simmons.
Yeah, it's not a great situation.
No, not a good look. All right, number 3, ESPN's Mel Kiper Jr. said there is a 99.9% chance today that the Arizona Cardinals will select Kyler Murray from Oklahoma with the number 1 overall pick in the NFL draft this Thursday from Nashville. John Gruden, coach for the Raiders, who, mind you, sent all of his scouts home last week. He apparently is very high on Kyler Murray as well, though. And the report is that he likes him considerably more than the current Raiders quarterback, Derek Carr. So it looks like that's where Kyler Murray will likely go. But it sounds fairly certain that he'll get drafted number 1 overall in the draft.
You think the Raiders will trade up to get that pick?
I think that's the only
Kingsbury
way.
Kingsbury wants him.
Yeah, they both want him really bad. But Arizona's in the driver's seat. I think Oakland would have to give up a lot in order to get him. And maybe that's what the dispute was about. Maybe the scouts were saying, hey, we have way too many draft picks.
Well, did it leak a couple of weeks ago that Kingsbury basically said it's a done deal that they were taking Murray?
Yeah, the reports came out.
They can actually start contract talks with him, can't they? With the first pick?
Think so.
I mean, it's just down. I've always heard it'd be down to a formality if they got their guy.
Yeah, I think one of the big stories that came out was that they basically had told Josh Rosen that they were going to draft Murray, and Josh Rosen has been like, "Well, this has been the most uncomfortable stretch of my life."
Yeah,
I mean, you're like 23 years old, and they've already drafted, and they're about to draft your replacement.
I mean, he'll be okay. Like I would imagine he'll be in fairly high demand. It's not like he's damaged goods.
Yeah,
at this point, but
well, we got to get back into that later.
Yeah,
but it sounds like a lock that Kyler Murray will be the first pick. I'm going to go ahead and say to the Cardinals, I think they draft him. All right, number 4, This is one of the weird ones from the sports world. So we all know Klay Thompson, one of the point men for the Golden State Warriors, an all-star. So he scored 42 points combined through the first three games of the series, which is not very good. Then in game four, he came out and scored 32 points in 40 minutes, almost getting the exact same amount. He's got a weird attribution to why he is now scoring all of his points. He went and he jumped in the Pacific Ocean. He said that completely revitalized his game.
That's the stupidest thing I've
ever
heard.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even news of the
weird. This is his quote. "Yo, I'm just going to go jump in the ocean, and I know that will reset my mind, and it worked. I don't know if I'm going to jump in the ocean up north because it's freezing, but it's something I'll definitely contemplate if I don't shoot the ball well for the rest of the year." Is that not one of the weirdest things you've ever heard?
No, it's dumb.
He attributes it to jumping in the Pacific Ocean.
What's he talking about going up north to jump in?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not spending more time on that guy. I don't like talking about people that are stupid.
I hope the Warriors lose, man. I hate the stupid Warriors.
I hate them so much. But that right there is your top 4 at 4.
All right, Rick, appreciate it. Your Rick Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question. Do you approve the job Rick Barnes is doing as Tennessee's basketball coach? 44% of the audience say they strongly approve. 49% say they approve. And we're over 100 votes cast now. So we've got 3% saying disapprove and 4% saying they strongly disapprove. So that's still 93% approval. But the strongly approved number is down, I feel like, since the last time we ran this poll. And the disapproval, it was 99% approve or strongly approve or approve last time we ran this. And so it's 7% now. And listen, man, it's probably some trolls, I would say, in the strongly disapproved category. But it's a negligible amount of people that he's lost. I mean, it's impossible to sit here and say 93% approval and say that he's anything other than extraordinarily popular.
Yeah,
right
is.
Now.
Yeah.
As Tennessee's basketball coach. Get some phone calls going here. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Phil is up next. Good afternoon, Phil.
What do you say, W?
What's up, Philly?
How you bearing, Brandon?
Doing all right, man. How about you?
Hanging in there.
Good. That was
an outstanding segment by Rick Butler there.
You're a big Rick Butler fan.
Well, I mean, he deserves more airtime. I'm trying to get him on a little bit more.
I think we'll give him some of Bears minutes.
That'd be kind of comical. And guys, I don't know why everybody's upset about Rick Barnes. I'd rather have him than anybody over on the hill anyway.
Yeah, I mean, he's, there's no such thing as the perfect football or basketball coach. Rick Barnes certainly has his flaws. But golly, man, he's got you a solid program right now. I think they're going to be okay next year and for the foreseeable future. So, what are you going to do? He's your basketball coach. He's a good one. You got him. Time to roll with him.
I hope he ends up retiring here, and then we can get another coach.
Yeah, it is interesting, though, Phil. I mean, what do you make of the report from The Athletic and Seth Davis that Rick Barnes is the one who initially reached out to UCLA?
Well, he's his own agent, isn't he? I mean, he can do whatever the heck he wants to. He's still here, like Brandon said earlier.
Do you think he was just playing them for a raise and Tennessee for a raise all along, or do you think – I mean – if he makes the first move, that lends more credence, I think. My first reaction is that lends more credence to he was legitimately interested in going.
Well, I really think there was some tension between him and the battle captain.
Well, he got up there and made it sound like they went camping together and held hands.
They all lost it. I mean, they need to give him some good money and get out here and get Jalen Cohen and this Oliver Robinson or whatever that guy's last name is, because they're coming in here for visits. I suppose that one in your recruiting report there.
Well, he hadn't done a recruiting report yet, but I understand the visit with Jalen Cohn went very well. And Robinson and Kumwa, they're supposed to be visiting with him in the near future. I think those that dialogue continues to go well. So the future is certainly bright. The recruiting, the Stargazer should be happy.
Well, yeah, but they need another guard. Bone's gone for good, it looks like. So
and roll with Jalen Cohn right now, and, you know, if he doesn't get drafted and wants to come back, I mean, what? I know you, Phil, would just run somebody.
Well, that's what I would do, yeah. I would run off somebody that, you know, is not going to play.
Do you imagine getting called into Phil's office?
Whew! Hey, Zach Kent Cook, Phil needs to say, bring your playbook.
Well, this is done everywhere in America. Let's get real. I mean, do you want to win or don't you? That's what I look at.
I want to win, Phil. I want to win.
But I hate Reggie Cobb. I was sad about him. He had some great games at Tennessee.
Yeah, he was good, wasn't he, Phil?
Yeah, and you look at those uniforms they had then. They're a lot better than the Kyle Slott uniforms they're wearing now.
Classic era, man.
The late 80s.
The jersey around the sleeves. Thing of beauty, Phil.
Those guys
going to – I heard that they are going to bring back some stripes this year.
Really?
On the pants, yeah.
I hope you're right. That'd be great. I'm going to be awful. Might as well look good. You know what?
Man, you want to talk about – out of spirit, Phil. You want to talk about some pretty uniforms. So I had – and this is up, by the way, shameless self-plug. If you want to go listen to an hour-and-a-half conversation with Terry Fair that's on my podcast. It's up there. Anybody can listen for free, the Russell Smith podcast. Just search it out, whether you listen to podcasts and take a listen. And so as part of that, I was going back and watching – some of the 95 Citrus Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And you want to talk, first of all, two great uniforms. Go back and look at the things Eddie George was wearing in 1995. Helmet sticking out the top. The guy was huge to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the deal? I mean.
Well, guys weren't quite as big and strong back then. They're still pretty big and strong. I mean, that Ohio State team was
up next to Bill Duff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they might be about. Maybe those injuries did happen. We just didn't hear about it. Particularly the head injuries were just kind of swept under the rug.
I think that's probably the case.
So, what's your smoking hot question? The approval way on Rick Marnes. I mean, that's basketball.
Phil approves. You're doing something right, Richard Dale Barnes.
Well, I wish I had this deal about going on.
I got to try these. Everybody's talking about these cinnamon rolls at Scramble.
Really?
Love me a good cinnamon roll.
Huh.
They look pretty good on TV. I might have to go down there and get one.
I wonder if I can buy like a box of them and bring them in. We can do like an on-air tasting.
Right, see, I will get that.
Well, you can bring it in there. And then let Rick Butler and Brandon eat them and y'all get all talking.
Jamie, hang right there. We're coming to you next. We'll get Chris in Memphis.
No, he's in him. Not
wait. We're getting set. I was thinking about this day. We're getting set to open the new caller development program. You can't tell people you hate callers, Bear. People are not going to want to call. Here's the thing about Bears. He likes callers. All Bear wants to do is take calls. Doesn't want to do any interviews. Doesn't want to do any segments. Just wants to talk to callers. He wants new callers, loves getting new callers,
yeah.
But he also lashes out wildly at callers and calls callers stupid and says, quote, I hate him.
If they're from other fan bases, yeah.
I want callers from other fan bases. I welcome it. We need diversity in our caller ranks.
Well, and I do too, but I'm going to call a punk a punk.
Whoa.
Just saying. Keeping it real here, Russ, on the drive.
If you want the new caller development program. Yeah, I know when I work. If you want the drive's new caller development program to be successful,
right?
Call me crazy. Maybe we don't, you know, insult new callers.
He's not a new caller now. I was very nice to this kid.
He's still a new caller.
Until he started taking shots at Rick Barnes.
All right, stay with us. The drive continues. Back with more right after this.
The drive.
So weird.
Thanks for your compassion.
So weird. Let's go.
Jamie is next. Good afternoon, Jamie.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What up, Jamie?
Guys, I couldn't agree more with both Russ and Phil there. Those uniforms back then, I've been trying to get back to them ever since Fulmer took the stripes off the pants, and I guess it was 95, and tried to tell the whole world that it was because my receivers run faster without them. Come on, bro. Let's get the football. I'm so glad we're getting that football that. Look yeah. like. I'm so glad we got rid of the softball cleats.
I vaguely remember. So it was something about like the extra stitching on the pants.
Slowed us down.
Was just, which I mean, I can kind of see that. Like athletes are, you know, how athletes are about their gear and everything. Everything's just so. And we were a speed, fast team. And, I mean, heck, can't argue with the results, can you?
Well, yeah, it's kind of like him telling us that they're waiting on a crane to get Butch Jones down, but whatever.
You think?
Whatever.
You think Coach Fulmer's lying?
Well, did we use a crane?
I don't know. I don't think he was lying.
No,
about
we
it.
Didn't. I mean, yeah, so he was a liar. So anyway.
Wow.
But guy's CEO of a coaching futures firm with a pretty good track record in it. Let me tell you what you're seeing now in this right now time stamp with Rick Barnes and even Philip Fulmer for that matter. What they're doing, what they've done just recently is both laid the groundwork for whenever we're done with them. This is going to be what stuff we kind of look back on and mention as to why. Philip Fulmer gave $5 million to a coach who's won half of a championship. And for Rick Barnes to look, he doesn't appreciate being at Tennessee after he was fired from Texas. And I mean, what's he looking for? What's UCLA going to give him out there that he's not gotten here? I mean, he's gotten a full arena even whenever he failed to make NITs. So I just, that kind of thing's not going to play out. It's not going to age well with the Tennessee fan base. Let's just put it that way. The last 2 years we've lost earlier in the NCAA tournament than we should have. And you've got a half of hardware over there. It's like you said, Bear, we're paying six-star, steak prices now. It's time to get a six-star steak.
Yeah, we paid for Peter Luger's. We did. Morton's maybe. Yeah, so, I expect a sizzling old 96er.
What did we get this year? What did we eat?
Sirloin. Maybe a decent ribeye.
It was a good like Longhorn Steakhouse, kind of just like.
Yeah, it's solid. Yeah. Solid.
A great meal.
Yeah.
A great meal.
We had
but
a great
it's not
time.
On, it's not on par. It's not the.
It's like, not like.
It's not a night
in,
out at Ruth's
no,
Chris.
No. It's not like going to a big city and going to like one of like a real steakhouse.
Right.
I got a place up in.
No, you didn't really break into a $100 bill too bad. But, you know, like the scenario you said, he better start playing. He better start doing better than what he's been doing. He's going to have to improve after losing the meat of the team that got him where he's at. You know, Grant and Scope are going to be gone now. You're losing one of your key backcourt players. It'd just be interesting to see what, you know, where this goes from here. Because even, you know, guys like Bear have been full Rick Barnes aren't happy about all this.
Still full, you know, Rick Barnes. Still full Rick Barnes.
I feel you. But, you know, your bubble's leaning a little bit closer to the negative area of, you're still bumping the curve. But
just my expectations have gotten bigger, mm-hmm. along with this paycheck.
Yeah, and as well they should. But, guys, I'll get out of the way. I just don't see – what Philip Fulmer did with the Lady Vols hiring Caven, and even kind of creating the animosity with Rick that made him look at UCLA in the first place, it's just, you know, it's amateur hour over there at the athletic department. But then again, what else is new other than having somebody with Tennessee experience in there? So I'll let y'all go. Y'all hang in.
All right. Thank you, Jamie. Let's get Chris in Memphis in here next. Good afternoon, Chris.
Hey, y'all. I was just calling in from the great state of Mississippi. Went on a fishing trip, so I figured I'd give y'all a call. First off, I want to send my condolences about Reggie Cobb. I grew up watching Cobb Webb run on everybody.
Yep. It was a special team.
Yeah, that one hurt. Big Tennessee football fan. But also, Bear, I hate to hear you don't like me. I thought we could be friends.
You root
he's
for Memphis.
He's extending an olive branch.
Well, I'm a Memphis basketball fan.
He's a Vol. He's a Tiger Vol.
I'm a Tennessee football fan.
He's a Viger.
And on that note, what's it like having a coach that doesn't even want to be there, and y'all are paying him third highest?
You've encouraged this. Have at it, buddy. Answer the man's question.
If he didn't want to be here, he would have left. He has plenty of options to coach at if he doesn't want to be here at Tennessee.
It's true. So he's calling other schools. It doesn't seem like he wants to be there.
Well, first of all, we don't know that that's true. That that's been reported. Second of all, even if he did reach out to UCLA first, he could have merely been playing both sides against each other for
kind of like Gundy does every year
for a raise here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He could have been going full Mike Gundy. Without the mullet.
Y'all are hating on people not wanting to live in Memphis. It sounds like people don't want to live up there with y'all want to be a hillbilly basketball fan.
All right, that's fine. You see what I try and welcome you in, give you some leeway, open my arms. You come in, you say nice things about Reggie Cobb, and then this is where you want to take your phone call. Take a shot at our community from Memphis. That's what you want to do. Okay. Well, you know what I say to you, Chris, in Memphis?
Bye-bye.
Get wet, buddy.
I mean, the guy said he was in Mississippi. Mississippi.
South Memphis.
Just awful.
No offense to anybody that lives in Mississippi.
Just a complete show killer, too. I mean, basketball coach and program and everything, I feel like we have some constructive criticism. Even Jamie's phone call was, what did he refer to himself as? Something about a coaching search firm or?
Yeah. Yeah. In coaching future, CEO something about investing in coaching futures or? Something he sat around.
What did he call himself? Old 9 and 10? Old 9 of 10?
Yeah.
He's old 99% Jamie?
Yeah.
Never been wrong?
Yeah, basically. I didn't. That's why I asked you. I don't know what the hell he just
said. Never been wrong, man. He had to move out there to Vegas like our guy James on Jeopardy and become a professional gambler.
So is that guy still ripping?
Yeah.
I still have not watched.
I don't think he can be beat, man. I think he might be the smartest person in the history of the world.
What?
I think he might be the smartest person in the history of the world. He knows everything. He doesn't miss stuff. He just knows stuff. I think he might be the smartest person in the history of the world. This is no hyperbole.
I'm going to check this.
Smarter than Einstein.
Yeah.
Tesla.
Einstein.
Edison.
These guys are all scientists, man.
Da Vinci?
Yeah, they know everything about science, but like, ask them the starting lineup of the 1927 New York Yankees. They probably just stare at you, drool coming out their mouths. They're idiots.
So you're saying this guy knows?
He knows everything about everything.
He's a jack of all trades.
He's omniscient.
He just has is he like the three-eyed raven?
Yes. And Bran, he's
the things we do for love.
I'm a three-eyed raven. I'm James. I have to go place a bet now. I'm winning on Jeopardy. Everybody else is an idiot. I make everybody look stupid.
Yeah, that's Jamie. Jamie and James. Out there dominating. Smartest guys ever. Disability Advantage Group. It's Earth Day. You know that?
No, really?
Happy Earth Day.
I feel like you, of all people, should know that it's Earth Day.
I feel like we caught you napping. Feel like we caught you napping.
Saw SNL tweeted out their Earth Day thing. A funny thing they did.
What are you doing to celebrate Earth Day? And go out there and pick up some garbage on the side of the road or something?
I cleaned out my car. Sorted it between the recycling bin, trash bin.
Mm-hmm. Go pick up some styrofoam or something. Go, you go to McDonald's and throw away all the or get rid of all the plastic straws.
I would love to outlaw plastic straws.
Yeah, I know you would. Damn straw Nazi.
I don't see why that's. Yeah, I mean, I showed you that video.
Bear, I'll tell you one more time. I did not fight my way to the top of the food chain to drink my milkshake. I drink your milkshake. by sucking it through a piece of damp paper.
I may have to watch that video again to get that sound right from that tortoise.
Just get a...
the metal straw?
Yeah, the metal
straw. They're awful. My wife got those.
What's so bad about?
I don't know. Maybe you're not 6 years old. Can you drink
from a cup? They're
not wide
enough. They're not wide enough. That's what's wrong with them.
Do they not make them in
I don't know.
Sizes?
The one my wife brought me is a piece of crap. Said, get this out of here. I went. You know what I did? I went to my car where I keep a straw stash. I got like 100 in my car. Got one off.
100?
Got one out. Yeah, you want to go see? You want to see my straw stash?
No, I mean, I have like one, maybe two.
It's not enough. What happens if you're rolling with like Cody Mack and a couple of dates on a Saturday night and you roll through Crystal or something? They don't give you enough straws.
Throw
you
the lid out the window.
You need
and
a bunch
it
of
like
them.
A man.
Throw the lid out the window, Bear. That's littering. The plastic is going to get out there. A duck might get its bill stuck in it. What are you doing, man? Don't
out
you have
the window
compassion?
Into the trash
don't
can
you have compassion
you away
for the environment and the animals?
You jackass.
That's not what you said. I
said,
know what you
toss
meant.
It out the
don't
window.
Try and play it. Don't try and play it off.
You watch your step.
Don't try and play it off. You're a window tosser, aren't you?
No.
You are. I see it in your eyes. You're
have
a
you
window
seen the
tosser.
Inside of my car?
Litter
do you think
bug.
You shut up. You
litter
think
bug.
Cut his mic off. Do you think after seeing my car that you think I throw anything out of it? I throw it in the floorboard until I get home and can throw it all away about once
I
a week.
I think you're sitting there with a sack full of crystals. You kill them on your way home.
No. I always
you put
eat
those boxes in the
house.
Plastic bag and you toss it
nope.
right out the side. You're that guy. You're that guy. You are.
You can follow
me
around 24/7.
Check
it or wreck
it. Bear's that guy.
Check it.
Boom. You know it's true.
That's why I'll never, never have you back.
How do you get
again?
That many straws, though? Because they don't give you extra. Do you ask?
Oh, sometimes you get an extra, you know, and you just, like,
you
stockpile
it.
I feel
he's
like
I want to kill more turtles.
I feel like you ask.
I want to kill more turtles. My name's Russ. I hate all aquatic wildlife. I'm just going to throw my straws everywhere because I'm 6 years old and can't drink out of a cup.
While Bear throws out his lids.
Yeah.
Actually, I never get. I'm like, I don't need a lid. Honest to God.
At least I recycle my plastic.
You won't find a lid in my car.
Stay with us. The Drive continues. It's Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
I just put it up. Picture of my straw stash in the car. You go out there, there's at least a dozen straws there. I'm running a little low. Need to restock. Welcome back. The Drive
it's
continues.
The way of telling all the sea tortoises in the world go to hell, isn't it? Right?
No, happy Earth Day, man. I do think you need to take care of the environment. We need to take better care of the world, the planet. Save the planet. That's what
seen
I always
that
say.
Trash slick lately?
Need to reduce our carbon footprint. That's what I always say.
There's at least 9 in there.
At least 9?
At least 9.
I mean, we get into single digits. I'm running dangerously low. Need to re-up.
No, it's 8.
Need to re-up.
7 or 8.
865-546-8200. 546-8200. Your number to get on the show. Roberto is next. Hello, Roberto.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Bobby,
how are you?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Well, sir. Man, it is a beautiful day to be alive and well in East Tennessee. Sure beats the hell out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and Gainesville, Florida. Am I right, gentlemen?
Amen. It's absolutely fantastic here.
Go Gator.
Roll down tide.
As far as the straw thing, Russ, I feel you a little bit here. I get enraged. Hear me all the way through on this. Bear, I kind of side with you in a way. Like, I feel bad for the tortoises, okay? We do live in East Tennessee. It's going to be pretty damn hard for the plastic straws to end up there. But even if they do, hear me all the way through, I kind of agree with Bear here. However, if they serve you in a plastic cup with a plastic lid and a paper straw, I literally want to burn the place down. It incenses, it enrages me that much. If you don't believe me, ask our buddy UTSlick68 on Twitter what happened in Asheville when somebody did that. I literally became incensed to the point of enraged, and enraged to the point where I couldn't control my anger.
What did you do? Just lash out?
I just went off on him. I told him how stupid it was, and that it was ridiculous that if you're going to recycle this and recycle that, which I would have because it had the recycle symbol on it, why can't I recycle the plastic straw with it?
It's a good point. It's a good point, Barry. You got to go all or nothing.
And at that point, let's just do all plastic and recycle all of it because it's one fell swoop. You drink it, you throw it in the recycle, the water melts, nobody gets hurt, and everything's recycled.
Makes sense to me.
I'm not even playing with you guys. There's very few things that enrage me in the world, but that's one of them. But I do agree with Bear. I don't want the little tortoises dying. That's terrible,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I mean, we're not.
Nobody wants that.
We're not.
Russell doesn't.
We're
care.
We're not heartless.
He's got his damn straws.
And Russ, I will say damn the reason you
bent
have
over doubled laughing when I showed him that video.
The reason Russ has straws in his car, and Brandon does not, is very simple. As a dad to three young children, that's why. You have three young children.
No, you misheard. I do have straws. I just don't have as many.
I thought you were going to say I do have kids, and then we're
No.
Wow, really?
I do have kids. I just don't take them anywhere.
I do. They stay at my house. Guys, Russ, you hinted at it earlier. I don't know if I missed the throne zone or not. I had to back away from the radio for a few minutes.
Coming up next hour. Coming up next hour.
Okay. Well, for the throne zone, I want to go with Russ on this. Last night was a top 7 to 10 episode for me all time. And I have never missed one. I literally watched them as they come. I've literally watched from day one to now. I have never missed an episode in a week. Okay? And let me tell you, last night was a top 10 episode for two reasons. I'm going to leave the second kind of ambiguous, but the first is all the character development that's been happening for 7 freaking years is culminating last night. And if you didn't get choked up at the one moment with, you guys know what I'm talking about, the knighting, and I'm just going to leave it at that, you're an idiot, and you don't get the Game of Thrones. And that person's character arc is to the point where you know what's happening next. You know what's going to happen to that person next episode. And then secondly, did you guys see the little cameo from somebody we haven't seen in, say, 11 episodes last night?
Oh, yeah.
Can't say the name, right, in case people haven't seen it. But if they're not looking for it, they'll totally miss it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Russ?
Not off top of my head, no.
Very important character that is a secondary character. Very important to John's story arc.
Okay.
They showed him.
I know who you're talking about.
I was like, whoa, where did that come from? And they didn't even mention it. And yet there he stands.
Talking about Ghost.
Oh, okay, we can say it. Yeah. That was the moment of the episode that I think everybody missed. It was so poignant. Where the hell has he been for two years?
I noticed it, but yeah, where has he been?
I thought he was with the three-eyed Raven, right, up north of the wall.
Well, there's a theory that he's been hunting and gathering up direwolves.
Ah, a pack of them. That would be cool.
That would be pretty awesome.
Well, and Arya we're geeking out here. Arya found Nymeria last season, remember?
Right. And then he's out been hunting Nymeria's pack like Nymeria had done.
Maybe they had a litter.
Yeah, never.
Well, they're brother and sister, so
Nymeria.
But that would stay with the Game of Thrones incest theme. So I guess maybe that's true. Guys, love the show. I thought it was great today, and thanks for indulging me.
Thank you.
Utterly outstanding.
Utterly outstanding.
John Tweet, up next on The Drive. Good afternoon, Tweet.
Rusticles.
Yeah.
Talked about this many a time. No grown man should use a straw. The only time it's acceptable.
Oh, stop. Get out of here with that nonsense.
It was the only time a man north of, say, 12 years old should use a straw.
Wait, hold on. So
he has nothing to do with the environment.
So you'd roll through McDonald's or Wendy's, wherever, and you get your they hand you your drink. You immediately discard the lid and just drive around with your full drink sloshing all over your car because straws are for sissies.
Yes.
Such an idiot. What are you doing?
I'm not an idiot. I mean, I'm a grown man.
I'd rather have soda. I'd rather have sticky soda all over my car, ruining my floor mats and whatever, than be seen drinking out of a straw.
I don't drink soda, Playboy. Tea.
Whatever.
What the hell is going on?
So you just spill your tea all over your car.
Russ, I'm not some kind of slob, buddy. So, I mean, I can keep a drink steady. What's wrong with you?
Wait, so you're just holding it in your hand for the entire ride, Russ, just carefully like balancing it?
Brand new invention inside of the car called a cup holder. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Wait, whoa.
John,
you're busted here. You take the tea. They give you a sweet tea. You stick it in your cup holder. You stick it in your cup holder with no lid.
Sweet tea.
No,
this is a
whatever. No lid.
He's talking.
Stop. No lid.
Yes, no lid. Right.
And you stick it in the cup holder, and you're just driving around, and it doesn't slosh over the side.
No, because you don't get it.
No, I don't drive like some sort of idiot maniac.
Oh, stop!
On ghetto Tennessee roads with a bunch of potholes.
Anybody who's ever tried to drive with a drink with no lid knows that's insane.
Well, I do that all the time, but I'll say sometimes it sloshes, and I'm telling you, John, if you're unlucky enough to get in a wreck, that's going to be part of it. You're going to have it drink all over.
Hey, if I get in a wreck, the last thing I'm worried about is my unsweet tea from McDonald's that I rarely get. I usually don't get a drink from McDonald's or anywhere. I rarely go to McDonald's, to be honest.
That's fantastic.
Is what you're doing. You're lying.
No, I'm not.
Nobody drives around with beverages filled to the brim sitting in their cup holder with no lid on it.
I swear to God I do.
Right. Like some sort of clown, I drink it down a little bit, and then I set it in there.
My kids to school is just around the corner, so I'll take my coffee with me in the morning, and it's impossible to drive without it. You know,
you
realize
these cups
very
you get
difficult.
At convenience stores now that they
they've actually
fit down into the cup holder.
Yeah,
and it's some of us are better drivers than others, Russ.
I'm an excellent driver. My no wreck streak right now, no ticket, no wrecks for well over 10 years.
I'm trying to think of the last ticket I got.
Well, this is fascinating radio.
between
compelling
how you
right
do
now.
your drink in your car. And
so do you have a question du jour, Russ?
It is right up your alley. It is right up your alley.
He knows what it is.
No, I don't.
We're doing a Rick Barnes approval poll rating. Rick Barnes approval. Do you approve of the job Rick Barnes is doing? Strongly approve, approve, disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm between disapprove and approve because postseason he's been garbage. Hot garbage. So I'll go with disapprove. Underachieved the last 2 years. How's that?
Wow.
So disapprove.
Well, you are with 6% of the audience that
let me ask you this question. Did the trophies for number one for 4 weeks come in yet, or are they still on order? Good day.
Okay, he's such a weasel.
You can't drive
such
with
a weasel.
You cannot drive with a cup with no lid without spilling.
I swear
anything.
To God, I do it every morning.
Well, yeah, I've seen the inside of your car. Like you've given up. You've given up. Like. But for those of us that like to keep a clean car, you can't do it. It cannot be done
because I've tried it.
I've done it fairly regularly with coffee. It's just it doesn't work that way. And it's not about driving well or anything. If you do 90 degrees turns, like it's just a matter of physics. The drink will come over the side.
Well, you gotta always be conscious of it. You gotta put your hand over there sometimes. Keep it from going. Keep it from leaning, kind of tilt into the turn.
You know what you could do, Bear? You know what you could do, John Tweet, you dullards?
What's that, Russ?
A lid.
No, because then you can't drink it at all because I don't use straws.
How insecure of a man do you have to – I don't use straws. Don't want anybody to see me using a straw.
My argument has nothing to do with ice. Well, I'm drinking my drink.
Just go to break, Brandon.
I'm an ice cruncher.
A Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DHE today at 865-566-0800 or visit DHE-US.com.
Police say a Tennessee man returned home to find a naked stranger sitting on his couch blank.
Eating popcorn?
Close.
Eating Cheetos.
Drinking juice. WKRN-TV cites a Nashville police report that says the resident summoned officers Wednesday and told them he called out to the stranger, who responded by screaming and dropping the juice. When officers asked the man to exit the home, they say he did so, but he was wearing only a T-shirt. The resident reported the man had consumed ice cream from the home. In addition to the juice, police took 67-year-old James Wooten into custody.
67?
67 years old.
Damn. Grandpa, what you doing?
I don't know, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say drugs were involved.
Was that an early onset? Something bad.
Yeah, come in my house naked, first of all. Eat my ice cream. Drink my juice. And what kind of 67? So, first of all, he's 67 years old. And, like, that's not a good diet. Like, ice cream and juice?
I mean, he's 67 at this point.
He's not old,
I'm not saying 67's old. I'm just, who knows what kind of health he could be in.
He's 67 years old. He's got one foot in the grave. He's a goner.
I'm just saying he could be in poor health. Maybe he's just living it up. Knows he doesn't have much.
That's what he's doing. He's living it up. Running around naked, breaking and entering, eating the ice cream, drinking the juice.
Huh? Yeah, that's a lot of sugar to me. A lot of sugar, Russ.
Well, I mean, who drinks juice with ice cream?
That's disgusting, Brandon. It is disgusting.
Too much sugar. This is from a man whose favorite snack in the world is an entire sleeve of Chips Ahoy and a 2 liter of RC Cola. Or Pepsi Cola. Is it Pepsi with the Chips Ahoy? What, I can't keep your weird eating habits.
Yeah, and Chips Ahoy and Pepsi. Yeah. The original Chips Ahoy.
Meanwhile, in Michigan, a five-year-old boy, called 911 and made a to-go order. Why is this? It says a five-year-old Michigan boy. I'm reading from the, is it Wyoming, Michigan? Is that a sub? Anyway, WZZM-TV in Grand Rapids says Isaiah Hall of Wyoming asked the dispatcher, quote, "Can you bring me McDonald's?" Dispatcher Sarah Kubareski says she told him no, but reached out to police. A Wyoming police officer, Dan Patterson, says the April 14th request made him laugh. So he actually stopped at McDonald's on his way to check on the boy at his Western Michigan home. Patterson said he thought, "I'm driving past McDonald's on my way there. I might as well stop and get him something." The officer said the first thing the boy said to him was, quote, "My grandma's going to be..."
But leave the bag.
Yeah, leave the Happy Meal, would you? Vantage Group, we appreciate their sponsorship of The Drive. If you have an injury or a disability that prevents you from working and you need disability benefits, well, it'd be difficult to apply. Social Security Disability Insurance Administration is notorious for all kinds of hoops that you have to jump through. Fortunately, the professionals at Disability Advantage Group have years of experience helping clients all across the country obtain the compensation they deserve. They're based right here in Knoxville. You can call them at 865-566-0800. If you've got any questions, you want to learn more, just visit their website, dag-us.com. That's dag-us.com. Looking ahead to hour number three of The Drive, Rick's going to be in with your top five coming up here in just a moment. We're also going to be joined by Rusty Enzer, former baseball Vol and SEC Network baseball, college baseball analyst, to talk about Tony Vitello and the baseball Vols' big weekend, breaking out the broomsticks in Lexington and sweeping the Mildcats in Kentucky. Their brand new stadium, too. Just opened the stadium, and Tennessee after taking 2 of 3 against them in basketball and absolutely stomping a mud hole and the best team they're ever likely to have in college football. We show up with our baseball program, which has not covered itself in glory by any stretch of the imagination the past couple of years, and sweep them on their home field. We'll talk to Rusty. Are we turning the corner here in college baseball? Are we finally emerging from the wilderness? Not only are we talking about going to the SEC tournament, we're talking about going to the NCAA tournament, boys. Tennessee baseball, are we back? We'll talk to Rusty about it coming up here in just a few. Stay with us. It's The Drive, Fan Run Radio.